Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for our scripture readings. We pray for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit that they will not return to you void, but will accomplish all they were sent to do. Make us good stewards of your vineyard. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So we are the stewards of God's vineyard, and if we look around and survey the reality of our world today, we see that it's quite a mess. There's just a lot of problems and conflicts in the world. To wake up yesterday morning and see the horrible attack in Israel and the war breaking out there and the possibility that that could escalate into something very bad and global. And we see divisions even in our church. I was thinking yesterday morning when I was doing morning prayer about all the sad divisions within Christianity. You know, Jesus unites us and brings us together and helps us reconcile. Really? Then why are there thousands of denominations who don't believe the same thing, who can't worship together? He gave me the analogy of a stream coming down a mountain, and when you dam it up and block it, it finds another way around, but it weakens the flow. And so we're weak when we're not united in our faith, one Lord, one shepherd, one faith, as it says in Ephesians 4. People are at odds with one another. We saw our whole political system. People just can't listen to one another or get along. There's just a lot of problems in the world today. I happened to be up in Vancouver on Thursday watching my nephew graduate. I must admit I got a little emotional. I went home when he was born, and I've watched him grow up, and he's turning out to be a very nice, respectful young man, and I think he has a really good future ahead of him. But went to that ceremony, and then afterwards, they had arranged for the graduation dinner to be in downtown Vancouver. Boy, I thought Seattle was bad driving through Seattle, but Vancouver's even worse. And we got right in front of the cathedral, and there were just tons and tons of people openly doing drugs, going to the bathroom on the street. It was just like a scene from Night of the Living Dead, if you've ever seen that movie. And then we made our way to this fancy restaurant, and they paid exorbitant prices, not me. They treated me to dinner. But I just thought, what are we doing in our world? How has it come to this, you know? These people that just seem so lost and living on the streets and everything, and growing up with all these other rich people, and just it just seems like we're really messed up. Amen? The world is messed up. The vineyard is broken, but we don't leave it. And we continue to do our weeding, starting in our own lives and allowing the Holy Spirit to purify us and to allow us to be a sign of hope in the midst of this brokenness. I really believe that's what God wants. He wants his people to be doing different things and not just following everyone else in the way they're going and their conduct. So we need to stay focused and docile to the Holy Spirit and never allowing our lives to be governed by a spirit of fear. And as we kind of take this all in, it's very easy to allow a spirit of fear to grip us. And when that happens, we can make rash judgments. I was sitting in the office on Wednesday, and I read an article online about the church, and it kind of irritated me and agitated me. Well, I didn't have a car because I loaned my car to my nephew to take it to Canada, and I was going to take it back on Thursday. And I really enjoy the first Wednesday of the month participating in Pray Tukwila. And this is where we gather together at a local church and we just talk about what's going on in our local faith communities in the city. We have somebody from the city council who joins us and we just pray for our city. Can you guess what I asked them to pray for us? Partners in the gospel. I said, we're undergoing this massive reconfiguration in our archdiocese. There's a lot of anxiety. And they prayed, maybe spent 5 minutes praying for us. It's a beautiful thing, and I always look forward to it. So I took the trek down that hill by Foster High School. Coming back up, I was praying, oh, Lord, please help me to get to the top. I'm fat and out of shape. But on the way down and back, I had the chance to pray about my reaction to that article, and I realized that I made a very rash judgment. And I realize that that's what the enemy is going to try to do to us in the days ahead, to get us just to kind of react and not pray into those experiences. So we need that quiet time to kind of, wait a minute, maybe I overreacted. Maybe I didn't really understand it correctly. And the truth is I didn't, because I had this kind of visceral reaction to it. So I just share that with you to be aware of that, that the enemy is going to try to yank your chain. He almost yanked mine, but that long walk, and it was much slower coming up the hill, kind of helped me debrief and realize that you need to be processing these things through prayer and in the power of the Holy Spirit, and not allow the enemy to grip you in a spirit of fear or agitate you in different ways. So pray into things and go deeper, don't go wider. And then the last thing too, tending the vineyard, we have to stay connected with one another. I really think small groups are going to be very important in the future of our church and in our world, that you have people you can just call up on the phone or meet with weekly and just say, can you please pray for me? I'm having a difficult moment in my life right now, or I need to just have some prayer over this area of my life. The enemy is trying to isolate us, and our society kind of lends itself to that with our technology. It's very easy to be isolated, so sticking together is going to be really important. Stay in a state of grace. If you haven't been to confession for a long time, go back. You don't have to come to me if you don't want to. There are other parishes in the neighborhood, but make sure you're in a state of grace, that you're reconciling with people in your family, you're not putting those things on the layaway plan. That's not a good idea. It robs us of the peace that God wants us to have. And then also, just have a few extra supplies on hand. You know, they tested the emergency system last week just to make sure it was working, but the government just says it's always a good idea to have like a month's supply of food, water, a transistor radio. How many people have one of those? I do, actually. I have a super radio from General Electric that takes a lot of batteries, but I've got batteries for that. Have flashlights, just supplies to have in case something happens that you're prepared. You don't want to go overboard, you know, and just, you know, like a whole shed full of stuff or your garage stuffed to the gills, but to have a few things on hand is a wise thing to do, I think, right? So just have a few extra things. Make sure you use your sacramentals, Benedictine medals, the Miraculous Medal, just things that remind you that you're under the protection of the Lord. He's not going to let you go. He's got your back covered. Sacramentals remind us that I am anointed in the power of the Holy Spirit, that God is walking with me. So these are little things that affirm our faith that we have in our Catholic Church. Holy water, every day you bless yourself. Lord, be with me. Help me to represent you in my words and actions, in my workplace, in the store, wherever I go. So the sacramentals are really important. And then lastly, you know, that second passage is the key of the second reading from Philippians 4. Whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, think of these things. We have to rise above the temptations to divide ourselves through our politics, our ideologies, and affirm the good in the people around us. That's what Jesus did. He broke through all of that stuff, the enemies putting up obstacles. He broke right through it and affirmed people on the level of their heart. That's what we have to do right now. And the saints did that in the background. They didn't get a lot of attention. But we can be moving and doing things in the background that help bring forth the kingdom of God. Amen? Once again, God just gives me wonderful scriptures. I was listening to a program on the radio, and this guy shared the scripture, and I looked it up and just found great inspiration in it. And I hope it affirms you that God is walking with us and it's going to take care of us. So this is Isaiah 30, 15, and then 18 to 21. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, by waiting and by calm you shall be saved. By waiting and by calm you shall be saved, and quiet and trust shall be your strength. Truly the Lord is waiting to be gracious to you. Truly he shall rise to show you mercy. For the Lord is a God of justice. Happy are all who wait for him. Yes, people of Zion, dwelling in Jerusalem, you shall no longer weep. He will be most gracious to you when you cry out. As soon as he hears you, he will answer you. The Lord will give you bread in adversity and water in affliction. No longer will your teacher hide himself, but with your own eyes you shall see your teacher. And your ear shall hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, when you would turn to the right or the left. So God is going to take care of us. It's getting a little crazy out there. Fasten your seatbelt and cling to Jesus. Amen.